on LBC. Now, the Brazilian president, Jair Bolsonaro, has accused environmental groups of setting fires in the Amazon as he tries to deflect growing international criticism of his failure to protect the world's biggest rainforest. Doug Speck joins us, senior lecturer and environmental researcher at the University of Westminster. Doug, tell us more about these fires then. Why is it causing such concern?
Oh, hi, good evening, Clive. Thanks for having me on. Yes, yeah, so we're seeing an unprecedented number of fires in the Amazon this year. We're up 83% from the same time last year. We're looking at around 74,000 individual fires raging across the area, and that's actually expected to increase. We've seen a big increase over the last sort of 9 to 10 days. And the problem with these fires is that they're raging in the kind of forest that doesn't very easily grow back, and exactly the kind of forest that is home to a third of the world's species, and also is a great source of oxygen and also a huge carbon sink.
What do you make of the president's scepticism or suspicions about how they started?
I think his comments today around NGOs are willfully misleading. I think these fires are part of a sort of a wider socio-political issue. These fires, you know, as much as they're burning in forests, have really been started by nationalist politics, xenophobia. And the Brazilian president's pushback against science. He's been cutting budgets for forest protection. He came in on policies of removing reserves for indigenous peoples, of which there's just under a million in Brazil. Mm. And there's huge encouragement of the extractive industries and slash and burn agribusiness for cash crops and cattle grazing.
And they're not being effectively put out either.
They're not being effectively put out, and there is some evidence that they're still being started. These fires are in very remote parts of the country, and also, you know, we have seen a sort of slightly drier seasons in the Amazon, so these fires are burning much more easily than they might have done in other years as well. But that aside, these are purely a result of human activity and policies of the Brazilian government.
Thank you very much for joining us, Doug Speck there, senior lecturer and environmental researcher at the University of Westminster. Immigration